Welcome to Serviced Accommodation Secrets with me, Sally Kemba. This is the podcast where you get the on-the-ground experience that we're living and breathing with our serviced accommodation units. So you get to share our hacks and tips, our mistakes, so you can learn from those and thrive on our success. Welcome to this episode of Serviced Accommodation Secrets. This time, I'm sharing with you 9 key factors that will help you have happy guests who want to keep returning to your serviced accommodation. One of the main aspects is to make sure that the guests stay and their whole experience from making the booking for you, taking payment, the whole process before they even arrive, as well as the stay, is as easy as possible. And it's important to show that you actually care about their experience as your guest in the property and that you're there to help them. So let's start out with a summary of these 9 points and then we'll go into the detail. So the first thing is that you want the property, your SA unit, whether it's an apartment or a house, to meet or surpass their expectations. So they'll have chosen your property online and they'll have seen your professional photos on booking.com or Airbnb or another online portal or on your website. And you want to make sure that when they arrive, it looks just as amazing as it does in those photos. And I've said this before, they have this wow moment where they arrive and they think, oh, brilliant, it looks just as good as it does in the photos. It really is true. And the next thing is that you need to have really good communication with the guests. So the first impression of when they first contact you, you want to get in touch with them, make the whole booking process easy and have good communication throughout the booking and their stay and be consistent with that. And that includes a few different factors, like calling or messaging them throughout the stay, getting feedback and so on. The next thing is that we provide a welcome pack, which makes their life easier and offer them things that they prefer or alternatives they can choose so that it's a useful thing. And the fourth thing is that if there are any issues, we deal with them as quickly as possible because they're not always there that long. You know, you may have a 2-night stay, but even if they are there for longer, you know, it's a service-based accommodation, so it really has to be working. The fifth thing is that if they have concerns or circumstances that aren't the norm, so we've had guests who maybe had insurance claims that they've had to move out of their house or other situations that are more personal nature, like family illness or something, and that you can address those and help them and support them as far as you can. The sixth thing is to go the extra mile for these guests. So offer additional services. So that might be a meet and greet taxi at the airport, something like that. So that just helps them feel welcomed. The seventh thing is that guests really love a consistent service. So if they do come back, they want it to be just as good each time. The eighth thing is reviews, the all-important reviews. So even if you get a lot of direct bookings, which we do, we're really lucky, you still want to be able to have reviews on places like booking.com because so many people go there. And if you have good reviews on there, it means that you're going to get more bookings directly because people say, ah, other people are happy, so they'll come to you. So we go into a bit more detail about that. And number 9 is be competitive. Not cheap, maybe offer discounts for returning guests as well. So let's go into some of these in more detail. So the first thing, so when the guest has booked your property, they're looking forward to arriving. It's a bit like, you know, if you've booked your holiday, you hope you've got an amazing hotel or villa or wherever you're going. But even if you've mocked it up and you think, oh yeah, it's going to be fantastic, you might have this nagging doubt until you arrive. It's like, phew, it's okay. Because sometimes you might have gone places and they're just disappointing. So you really want to make sure that is not your guest experience. You want to be going for the wow factor. You want them to be so happy that they've arrived. And it's even better than it looked in the pictures And so they actually really want to come back because it has a really good feeling for them. And, you know, it just means that you've fulfilled their expectation. So you want to be appealing to the eyes, but also all the senses. So does it have a nice atmosphere in there? Does it smell nice? I've mentioned before that we have scent sticks in our apartments that my supervisor, Sarah, gets for us. And they're a bit like, you know, a reed that's in oil, but it can't spill because it's an impregnated stick. So obviously you're going to have a really spotlessly clean apartment because that's absolutely, absolutely vital. But as well as smelling clean, this gives a nice gentle fragrance without being like an artificial air freshener. And, you know, it's not a candle or a burner that has the fire risk to it. So they just sit gently in the apartment. It just smells nice. The whole atmosphere, we've furnished it so that it feels nice. And we make sure that the layout is suitable for the guest as well. So if we have more than one guest coming, we make sure that, you know, if they want to have a king size bed or whether they want two single beds, whether they need the sofa bed, all those sorts of things, so that when they arrive, it's convenient and, you know, suits their needs and they're completely happy with what they've got. We actually send out a request to find out what they need so that we can make sure we do this in advance of their stay. We do actually have a default layout as well. So the messages to the guests within our whole check-in process and, you know, our welcoming process says that if you don't let us know what kind of bed setup you want, you will get, for example, two king-size beds in the two-bed apartment. So it just gives them a chance to decide how they want it, because there may be work colleagues, there may be families, there may be, you know, friends who want to share different ways. Okay, so the second thing is to make sure your communication with the guest is really good. So first impressions, when they book, you want to be responsive and you want to have, you know, nice friendly messages coming out to them, but efficient. You want it to be really easy for them, but helpful at the same time. And then continue with that good communication throughout their stay. You know, be responsive to their questions, be consistent with your booking process. So we have automated emails that go out to guests, and that means that they always get the same information, but it is adaptable. So we do have extra emails we can send out if they request certain information. So it's always the same. That's not to say we can't do bespoke messages or respond to unusual requests as well, because we can do that too. And the other thing is that within communication, there's a lot of checking that they're okay. So you can either call or message a guest the next day after arrival to make sure they've got what they need and that they're happy. And it's just a courtesy call, but it can make a big difference to people just to know that you're looking after them. And you can get feedback from them as well. If you've got regular guests, you might offer them certain welcome pack and things in the apartment initially, but they might be staying 7 nights a week for, I don't know, a month and a half or something, or they might just be Monday to Friday. And so it's good to ask them if there were other things they'd like and other things they need so that you can help them, because they might feel that they can't ask you. So it's good to ask them what they would need, and that will make them feel like, you know, they're more welcome, and they'll recommend you, you know, to other colleagues of theirs, and they'll just generally feel happier in your accommodation, which is after all what you want. So the next thing that we do is we provide a welcome pack, and we offer this to guests before they arrive. So just after they've booked and confirmed their booking and payment's been taken, we ask them what kind of bread and milk they'd like, if they like that. And we offer them tea and coffee, and that might be decaffeinated or herbal tea. We have things like jams and cereals or muesli. If they don't like that, we offer them fresh fruit. So I had one lady who didn't like cereal, but she wanted fresh fruit. So that was great. And she also had filter coffee because she didn't like instant. So where we are, we provide instant coffee because it doesn't seem people are that fussed about having a coffee machine, whereas high-end SA, I know you have to offer that kind of thing. So we offer these things to guests and they choose what they'd like. And then we make sure that we do actually supply that. So within our channel manager, our supervisor, she can see what the guests need when they're going to be checking in that day and provide that for them. Or one of our other team who can get that for them, so that, you know, they actually ask for something and you do provide it. And it sounds really simple, but, you know, it's really important. If they don't make specific choices, we have what we call our default welcome pack. So we do say in the message, if you don't choose anything specific, this is what we'll provide. And it's just really to make their life easier because, you know, when they arrive, they might not want to go charging out to the supermarket or even just to the local co-op, because we've got all sorts of little shops open quite late in the evening. Just means they don't have to do that if they don't want to. And it means that the things you provided are actually worthwhile and they're not just thinking, oh God, I really don't like that, because they've still got to go out and get what they do like. So, you know, it's useful to provide something that they do actually enjoy. And as well, we have toiletries that we provide. And so, you know, if they've forgotten something or they may just think, oh, well, they probably provide that, so I won't need to take any. It's just more convenient. So we have some nice individual toiletries we provide. It's another matter to discuss whether you might have larger bottles of shower gel and shampoo and so forth. We haven't actually gone that route at the moment. So just recycle little bottles. Okay, so the next thing that we do is if there are issues that come up, so there may be no hot water or, you know, something may stop working, we've got to make sure that we sort it out really quickly, because you don't want the guests to be without these things. They may only be staying for 2 nights. And even if they're staying longer, you want to make sure, because you're offering serviced accommodation, those services really need to be working. So you wouldn't be in a hotel and have no hot water or electricity or something. You know, you need to get things sorted really well. We had an issue that was the hardest thing ever to deal with, I have to say, in our first month of having our first 3 serviced apartments, and that we had no broadband. And as you know, that's often more important than running water to guests. So like, as instantly they arrive, they want to know the Wi-Fi network and code. But the apartments were new, completely new, and the developer thought that Virgin was installed. In fact, Virgin thought that Virgin was installed, but as it turned out, it wasn't. So we had a whole month of managing guests' expectations. We'd let them know, but then they'd kind of arrive and may or may not have read the messages, or, you know, we were just kind of hoping they'd cope. And some people actually were very positive about it. But our apartments were like a Faraday cage, which I think I said in one of my earlier podcasts. Literally, you can usually get mobile internet, can't you? And it just did not work because they're so well soundproofed and insulated, I think. Nothing worked inside the apartment at all. Even the TV. So they had to be hooked up in the traditional analog way, I believe it is. And so that was working at least. But the broadband, some guests said, oh, it's great, I can have a digital detox. And other guests said, okay, it just means I won't have to reply to work emails in the evening when I've come back. So that was good. But obviously some people weren't happy. So we just refunded them, or we let them know in advance and they didn't come if it wasn't something they could cope with. So if you have a longer term issue like that, you do need to let people know. And if you have short term issues, you need to get them fixed and try and prevent them becoming long term issues too. So another thing you can do is think about communicating with your guests so that you're aware of their concerns, circumstances, and address those. So not everybody's come for work projects. So we have a lot of corporate guests, but some people come for other reasons. So for example, we had a family recently who, unfortunately, one of their family members is very poorly. So that's why they had come from overseas to stay in our apartment. And so we actually met these guests personally and we've given them support as much as we can. And they're really grateful for that because it's a hard kind of line to define. So becoming emotionally involved, if you like, almost with guests, because it's a business we're running. But on the other hand, we're there to make sure they're okay. And not to counsel them, but just to support them and make their stay as easy as possible. And, you know, it might mean that they haven't known who is coming and just when and how many of them they're going to be of the family, for example. And just to be quite gentle with them, really. And we did have a situation where a guest needed to move and then needed to move back. And we work in our community of serviced accommodation operators in the area. And Lessa is a really lovely new lady who did have some of the family staying with her. It was a bit too far away for them, and so it didn't quite work out. So we were trying to make sure that she was supported in this, because obviously if we have more guests than we can cope with in a normal guest scenario, we'll always ask our community if they have room for extra guests. And so we share bookings with people we know are great, and we can all help each other. But obviously in circumstances like this, it's sometimes a bit difficult. So that was quite difficult to deal with, but we do our best always to make sure it works well all round. Most of the time it does, it doesn't always, but in this case we're just trying to really make sure that the guests were okay, but you know, you don't lose sight of what you're trying to offer them when you become more systemized as well. So we're thinking we actually met these guests because we're there doing it. But when we've got more units and we're more systemized, we want to make sure that these values are still coming through into our team. So we don't want to be distant from it. And so therefore our team are distant. We want them to be meeting guests and, you know, really looking after them. Share your values with your team so that they behave the same way to your guests that you would. Because it's really important for us to care for our guests and make sure that they're all right. So that will help them and make them want to stay longer and return as well. So the next thing to think about is to go the extra mile for guests and provide extra services. So for example, if they're flying into an airport, maybe you could organise a taxi service for them, a shuttle, maybe a meet and greet service, because sometimes it's a bit difficult for taxis to stop and collect from places they're not allowed to wait and all that kind of thing. So meet and greet can be really good. And we found this worked really well recently with guests who was coming in from overseas to Heathrow. But we don't actually offer that service for free, I have to say. But even so, if you can streamline the process for the person who's booking it, whether it's the guests themselves, a company, or you know, somebody else booking for them, then it just does help because they don't know the people to contact, whereas we know the reliable people who are actually going to meet and greet them. And if they happen to miss them, they've got like plan B, this is where I meet you. And it just means that guests are really looked after so that when they arrive, they're not just thinking, oh my goodness, where am I? They're like, oh, brilliant, I can see the taxi driver, there's my name, awesome. And they just take them straight to the apartment. So that's a brilliant extra service. And bearing that in mind, number 7 that we've got to now is that guests really love a consistent service. So if they have the same brilliant experience every time, they're going to want to come back because it's just easier for them. They know what to expect next time. They had an excellent time last time. Everything was awesome. You helped them. You looked after them. You provided an amazing welcome pack. You made their life easy. They want to come back and they want to see the same things when they come back. Unless it's an improvement, of course, in which case they'd be happier. But if it's the same brilliant service every time, then that is awesome. If you've read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, you'll know that he had an experience where he went to a hairdresser and he had 3 different experiences each time, and it was just very disconcerting. So you want people to feel at ease and relaxed and welcomed, and they next time they think, oh, I've got to book somewhere, they immediately think of you because they just know before they go. So it's not like when you go on holiday, you might think, oh, I'll go somewhere different to try somewhere new. Although I know actually a lot of people do go to the same hotel year after year because of this exact reason. We're creatures of habit. It's more, you know, if they're coming for work in particular, they just know what's going to happen. They don't have any nasty surprises. So that just makes it nice and predictable for them, nice and certain. And so that brings me to number 8. So reviews. And these are really useful for you. So what happens when the guest has left? If it's booking.com, they can leave a review on booking.com, and that can really affect your business positively or negatively. But actually, the negative feedback is a really good basis on which you can improve your service as well. especially if people are specific. So if people are generally dissatisfied and they're just, I don't know, sometimes you just can't please people and you don't really know why, they don't tell you, that doesn't help you. But if they're specific about something, then that's awesome because you can improve that. So say if they said, it would be really helpful to have a sieve or a colander, which we've been asked before, then great, you can supply one next time. And they're like, yay, awesome. Or I particularly like this kind of rye bread. So both of these things have happened with us in their welcome pack. So that kind of thing can really help. Also, we had a guest who couldn't find a socket to plug in a hairdryer because it was too far behind the dressing table. So we moved the dressing table a little bit as well, but we also supplied a short extension lead. And so those kinds of things you can deal with. And also you might know about issues beforehand if you've done step two, which is your good communication. So you can fix things before they leave. Because sometimes guests just don't want to tell you themselves. But if you communicate it with them, they might say, well, actually, XYZ has happened. And so could you, you know, do this for me? Whatever it is, they might say, I'm not quite sure how to put the key back in the key safe, anything like that. And that just means that, you know, when you go to the property or your team go to the property, the key will be in the right place. It won't be in the post box or, I don't know, somewhere through the letterbox or something else. So it just helps you. But also with their whole experience, it may be that they can't figure out how the plug works in the bath and the guide that you've supplied doesn't show that. And so it just helps them find those things out. And it's good to get feedback from them before they leave, we found. So we actually ask for feedback before they actually check out. And we send a message the night before with checkout instructions saying that it'd be great to have a review from them. But also we ask them, what would you like us to do more of? And what would you like us to do less of? And what do you want us to keep doing? So anything that they request, we will add in, you know, to improve our service. Or if it's something we're doing that's annoying, we stop doing it. And this will really help. So the thing to bear in mind on something like booking.com, if somebody leaves feedback, when you reply to it, because often you'll get a chance to reply if they've made a comment, this is an opportunity for you to improve your service. So it's a great thing. And also bear in mind that apart from the fact that there's no reason to get cross with people or not be polite, if you want extra incentive of why to, you know, respond in a positive way, if other potential guests see the way that you respond to reviews, they think, oh, great, you know, if I stay here, I'm going to have a brilliant experience. And these people are really here to help me. They really care about my experience in their property. So that's a really good reason to make sure you take those comments on board, take that feedback on board. So you'll just actually improve the level of service that you offer your guests and what their customer experience is like, you know, their guest experience. And the last thing is be competitive. So obviously money helps, but if you're too competitive, so I don't mean be cheap, I just mean in your area, have a good price and maybe offer discounts for returning guests. So if guests book directly with you and you can avoid paying commission to booking.com and other online travel agents because they're coming straight to you, you could give them a discount off their stay and off their nightly rate. But always bear in mind what the current rates are in your area, you know, whether it's weekend during the week or long-term stay. And don't devalue what you're offering, you know, because just going cheaper and cheaper doesn't help your business at all. And actually, people don't think they're getting such a good service if your accommodation is too cheap anyway. And also, if you reduce your rates too much in the area, it has a ripple effect on all the other accommodations. So I'm definitely not saying be really cheap, but be competitive and say thank you to your returning guests for coming back by giving them that discount as well. So to summarize those 9 points, if I just go through those again. And essentially what it's about is balancing running a profitable business with the service that you offer to your guests, giving really great value above and beyond in terms of your service accommodation and how you run it, but also, you know, making sure that you care about your guests, that they're happy, and any improvements that you can make, you take on board. So it's a bit of a balancing act, but always think about your guest and care about what happens to them and make sure that your accommodation is as good as it looks online. Always communicate with your guests really well. Provide things like welcome packs, which are tailored to them. Deal with any issues as quickly as possible. You know, if they have concerns that you can help them with, do that as well. Go the extra mile for them by having, you know, things like the meet and greet taxi. Really vitally offer them a consistency in the service you offer so they know what to expect. Guests love that. 8, think about your reviews. So see how you can improve them. See what guests say. Can you offer more services? Can you change your apartment around so it's easier for people? Can you provide more instructions? Anything that they'd like that you can consider, and across the board, you think that would be really good value for guests and improve their stay with you. And finally, be competitive and reward your regular guests with discounts and look forward to their regular stays, because long-term bookings are really excellent for service accommodation providers, as you know, so it reduces your overheads. And so it actually gives you more chance to give more value to your guests. So it's a whole cyclical thing. So one feeds the other. So the benefits that they receive means they stay longer. Therefore, you're able to offer them more benefits. So it's win-win all round. So thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one, which is going to be all about how to do your research of an area and get your numbers so that you know before you go that it's going to be a viable business and you know what you're looking for. If you want to make any comments, then you can ask to be added to the Service Accommodation Secrets Facebook group, which is a community where you're welcome to add any posts, comments, and questions that you have. So do join in with part of that community, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thanks so much.
Sharing the secrets of success.